Patient safety took a backseat to profits, and the company engaged in an aggressive advertising campaign that failed to warn of the potential for irreversible vision loss. Maryland State Police are reminding folks to drive responsibly through the Cinco de Mayo weekend. In an effort to keep the roads safe, there will be increased patrols in all 23 barracks in the state. Will ramp up enforcement to combat impaired, distracted, and aggressive driving. Troopers and members of the State Police Impaired Driving Reduction Effort Team will conduct DUI saturation patrols and high visibility enforcement. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. O's close out the month of April on a high note last night with a nice comeback win over the Yanks.
Reyes gives this one a ride. This is a long way to left. That ball's gone. Two home runs in the inning. Ryan for two and Ramon for one. The Orioles take the lead.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. The homer by Urias propelled Baltimore past New York 5-4. The final at Camden Yards, taking the series 2-1. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde saying what's past is past.
Good teams have bad months. And that's what we're really focused on, just one game at a time, one series at a time, try to win as many series as possible.
Off day for the Birds today, KC in town tomorrow night. Ravens news, the team exercising the fifth-year option on Kyle Hamilton, but did not do so on two-time Pro Bowl center Tyler Linderbaum. In a statement, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta saying he hoped to retain both. NCAA lacrosse conference playoffs begin today. Big Ten Conference in Ann Arbor, second-seeded Maryland takes on Penn State. CAA Conference at United Stadium in Towson. It's the Tigers taking on Hofstra, and the America East Conference number 2 seed UMBC takes on the third seeded UAlbany Great Danes. Coming up in 30 minutes, the road continues for the Washington Capitals. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Not much rain to slow you down today. There is a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm later on, 80 this afternoon. A few showers and storms tomorrow, 86. Thunderstorms likely Saturday afternoon, 84 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 67 degrees in Dundalk, 64 in Owings Mills, and 64 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. So many people weighing in this morning on WCBM. I really appreciate you guys. I know you have options and you're here, and I love that. And hopefully we'll continue to have this discussion as we go through this hour. And that discussion, of course, is, well, immigration. Even right now, you've got Governor Ron DeSantis with the DHS officials. They're doing a press conference right now in Florida talking about the recent immigration arrests. Most people that voted for President Trump, I would say that there was a very large majority. They were excited about the fact that he was going to do something about immigration and deport a lot of people that were here illegally. But you've got the Democrats that are just so bent on a guy by the name of Kilmer Obrego Garcia. And everything points to the fact that this guy is a violent guy. You have multiple allegations of protective orders from his wife that have been filed over the years since 2020, we just learned yesterday. And we also have some evidence that he could have been at one point in time an MS-13 gang member. And even though all of this is known, right, even though people have now those facts, you still have Democrats pleading with the Trump administration to bring Kilmer Garcia back for what they consider due process. And again, if you want to take part in the poll today, it's at WCBM.com. And the poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Trump should bring Garcia back for reprocess? So far, 96% of you say no. 4% of you say yes. Mike in the text line says, good morning, Kim. Do you think it's possible that Senator Van Hollen and the Democrats are afraid of MS-13? Does the MS-13 have the Democrats in their back pocket? You know, Mike, some people were speculating that in the past. And I don't know, you know, I guess anything is possible at this point. Because as I noted on the show time and time again, that the way that the southern border was wide open during Joe Biden's administration, there is just no way possible that you didn't have people on the inside working with the drug cartels and coyotes. There's no way possible. The caravans that were coming to the border, all of it was very well organized and orchestrated. I mean, it's just, it reeked of corruption. And so, Mike, I'm not ruling anything out at this point. I've got David and Glenn Burney. David, what do you think we should do with Obrego Garcia?
I think you should keep him there. But if he has to come back here for any type of trial, let Van Hollen sign for him. And anything this guy does wrong, Van Hollen has to eat that himself. If the guy does something, has to go to jail, Van Hollen has to take his place. That's what I would like to see.
Okay, yeah, so make Senator Van Hollen liable for whatever happens with this guy. Yeah. That's
We've had people come into this country and then get thrown back out and come in this country again. One guy killed Rachel Moore, that mother of five, Harford County mom, and I just think that's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm right there with you. David, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. You know, there's many of us, I think, believe, obviously, that this guy is a bad guy. And as David pointed out, what we saw with Rachel Warren, what we saw with Lincoln Riley, what we saw with Caleb Hamilton, there are some very dangerous people still floating under the radar. And instead of focusing on getting all of these individuals out, the Democrats want us to focus on this one guy that they're calling the Maryland man, but he's an El Salvador citizen, right? So it's like they want us to be hemmed up on this one person. But in the grand scheme of things, we do have deport numbers and deportation numbers that are pretty low. They are pretty low. You know, and they announced just last week 150,000 illegal immigrants have been deported thus far. Many people pointed out that number is really low. It is. Now, of course, I said, look, you have local jurisdictions like Baltimore City. They won't work with ICE. They won't work with DHS. So that's another tough spot to be in. But we should be focused on getting all of these individuals deported. Yet here we are continuing to talk about Obrego Garcia. And that is, you know, it is frustrating. I got JJ in Tillman Island. JJ, what do you think we should do?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Kim. You don't want to give the Democratic Party a small victory by bringing him back. You give them an inch, they're going to want more. You've got to hold your ground, stay firm, and not let this man come back into the country. Set an example. You know, tell the rest of them, we're not going to tolerate it. You do anything wrong in this country, you enter illegally, you're going back.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, stand tough, right? Stand tough. Well, thank you, JJ. I think a lot of people agree with you, especially in the text line. Hope you have a great weekend.
Same to you.
Thank you. Let's see. I've got a text here from Donald. He says, hell no. He stays out of the country. Give him a Zoom trial and then be done with it. Yeah, I mean, and this is what Stephen Miller was saying. He's like, look, all roads lead to him not being here. So it's really about wasting resources and time and, of course, money. Because he's not going to be here regardless, right? It's like, I don't care where you go. You just can't stay here. And if they say they don't want him to be in El Salvador because another judge had ruled at some point in time that he should have been deported somewhere else, that's fine. Look, like Marty pointed out, if his wife has $269,000 sitting in GoFundMe, she can make sure that he's not in El Salvador. She can take that money, take her kids, and go be with him wherever it is they choose to live. That's a great idea. Why are we still talking about this? It's wild, isn't it? I got Todd in Reisterstown. Todd, what do you think we should do with Obrego Garcia?
I just jumped in and heard this. I don't know if anybody's brought it up, but the U.S. Embassy is U.S. sovereign territory. We have one in El Salvador. It has a detention center. You have Marine guards. They could walk him down the street, put him in the embassy itself. That way he'd be on U.S. soil. And then anything, any due process or any of that could all be done by Zoom. And that way it robs the opposition of the ability to show up at the airport with signs and demanding and all that. And nobody can get down to El Salvador to do anything unless El Salvador grants him a visa.
Yeah. No, Todd. Yeah, our friend Marty, he also said the same thing, which is it's a great idea. It's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. I mean, look, you guys all have great ideas here, and it is very obvious that, you know, and we've got great minds in administration, but it is obvious that there are many ways that they could get this done, and they could really shut the Democrats up about it. And, you know, whether it's a Zoom call, whether it's, you know, taking them to the embassy and doing the Zoom call or, you know, what have you, I think that's fine. Some people are still saying just bring them back here. Because obviously they're not going to stop. And then there's many of you that say, don't give them an inch. Put your foot down. You know, it's kind of like giving in to a child with a temper tantrum, right? It's like, they're like, no, this is what we want. Well, we're already telling you, this is not what you're going to get. It's not what you're going to get. I got some more texts here on this topic. Chuck says, no, you don't bring him back. If he comes back, a Maryland judge will let him free and the government will be hamstrung with every illegal. If you do anything, you take him to the embassy and deport to a different country. This is not an issue for Democrats. It's a delaying tactic. What will win Congress is the great big bill. If Republicans do not deliver, no one will show up and Dems will win. Yes, Chuck, this is definitely a huge distraction. And as we were talking yesterday about Trump's first 100 days, I noted I'm fine with Trump's first 100 days. I'm not fine with the first 100 days with Congress, with Republicans. I don't know about you guys. I know some of you have you know, expressed the same thing, but not everybody's working that hard, right? I mean, you got Trump working overtime, but he's the oldest one out of all of them, right? He's working overtime. And then you've got Speaker Mike Johnson and others. That's what I said. Yesterday, they were giving a press conference about Trump's first 100 days. Why were they doing that? Why were they doing that? Trump was already going to talk about his first 100 days. Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, she was talking about the first 100 days. That's fine. Why was Speaker Johnson and members of Congress talking about the first 100 days? No, get your butt to work. Get your butt to work. I didn't ask you about Trump's first 100 days, right? It's like you guys got work to do. You just got back from Easter break. Go to work. All right, speaking of going to work, I did want to mention to you guys, because this is actually, if you want to take a look at it, it's in Maryland Matters. Maryland's only filed candidate for governor has tapped a former state delegate as his running mate, John Myrick. John Myrick was on the show, I guess that was maybe about a month ago. John Myrick was here in studio. He's a Republican candidate for governor here in the state of Maryland. He has tapped former delegate Brenda Thiem to round out his ticket as lieutenant governor. Myrick, who ran a brief and unsuccessful campaign for U.S. Senate in 2024 in the Maryland Republican primary, was the first and so far the only candidate to officially file for office in February. Following that, Myrick said he established a panel of advisors to seek a running mate, and that's how he ended up with Delegate Brenda Thiem. Let's see, you got Myrick says, quite frankly, one name was at the top of the list from the very beginning. And he did announce this just yesterday in Annapolis. I think I did mention on the show that he had a press conference at the State House yesterday. You do have more in this article here at Maryland Matters. It says John Myrick has spent the first part of the year speaking to Republican groups. It is not clear how much money he has raised. His first report will not be filed with the state until next year. And that's another thing, too, because you don't know how much John Myrick has on hand. And, like, it knows, you know, you don't have to file just yet. I was trying to see if somebody had posted a number for Governor Wes Moore. If anybody has seen it out there, if you could text me the text line. I don't know how much money Governor Wes Moore has in his coffers right now. I would assume it's upward of a few million. I would assume. But I'm not certain. And I don't know if anybody has an updated number, but if you do, I'd love to know it. A lot of people are whispering and wondering if former Governor Larry Hogan might be a potential contender. And that is because, of course, he has been speaking out a lot on social media, especially in light of whatever they were trying to accomplish there in the session in Annapolis. You had Republicans fighting hard, but Democrats, they were just hell-bent on pushing through the Blueprint/Kerwin Commission. They did not pull back on spending. Governor Larry Hogan pointed out how he left the surplus. And whether, you know, Governor Moore believes it was a sugar high or whatever he wants to call it, regardless, it was there, okay? The money was there. Regardless, if it wasn't part of the structural budget, fine. There was still money there, and you blew through that. And so people are wondering, because Governor Larry Hogan has also been doing a couple interviews here and there, they're wondering if he's thinking about throwing his hat back in the ring. I think I noted to you guys last week when I went to go speak with the North County Republican Club in Anne Arundel County. And hello to all of you. I know a lot of you have listened to the show. As I was speaking to the club, you know, there were many people. There were a few people that said, yeah, you know, maybe Governor Larry Hogan could beat Wes Moore. But there were many people that were like, no. We need fresh blood. We need somebody new. We need somebody else. And that's, you know, that's something that Governor Hogan is going to continue to run into. I don't know who gave him the advice during his tenure, especially his last term. You know, I don't know who gave him the advice to continue to punch at Trump, but that probably wasn't the best advice. Okay. And so now he's in a position where he wanted to look like he was in the center or even center left because, you know, Maryland's such a blue state. So you understand the strategy. But unfortunately, when it comes to a Republican primary and also when it comes to even volunteers or phone banking or having assistants or fundraisers or donors within the state, it's difficult when you have so many pro-Trump Republicans in the state and you've already thumbed your nose at them. It is. It's a difficult task. It really, truly is. And so we saw this last race here in November, former Governor Larry Hogan did lose by 11 points to now Senator Angela Alsobrooks. You have to keep in mind that she didn't really have name recognition. I mean, outside of PG County, how much did you know about Angela Alsobrooks? Not a ton. But she still beat him by 11 points. Now, it was an election year, or, you know, good presidential election year, I should say. So the turnout was high. The turnout's going to be much less here in the midterms. So that will help whoever our Republican nominee will be. That will help. And if people continue to see, you know, just all the taxes and the fees and everything they put in place this last session, I would assume that you would have a lot of Democrats that weren't too happy or won't be too happy with Governor Wes Moore. And that's why I said last week, I believe he's probably most likely going to have a very interesting primary. Now, there's going to be some people that are not going to want to primary him just because, you know, he is the first black governor here in Maryland. And as you know, the left, they believe that that means something, right? Why? I don't know. I still don't get that part. But anyways, there might be a lot of those that were considering running that will hold out because, you know, they want him to serve a second term. That could be a thing. But then there is also, and I've mentioned this before, Peter Francho has a lot of support. And if he could really get the messaging to a point where everybody could truly receive it, and it's very simple, he could possibly beat Wes Moore in a primary. He's much more moderate. He does have some progressive, quote-unquote, views. But when it comes to fiscal responsibility and not raising taxes, if you're a Democrat, Peter Francho would be your guy. So, could get interesting, but congratulations to gubernatorial candidate John Myrick in picking his LT candidate, former delegate, Brenda Thieme. And apparently she's also, she was with the Teachers Union. And, of course, Teachers Union here in the state of Maryland has a lot of pull and a lot of sway. How that will help in a general, I don't know, but it is something that she has under her belt. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about these juveniles that were evading police just yesterday in Baltimore City.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show, to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
As a teacher, I should know the answers. But with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, answers don't come easy. Steroids made my gut feel better, but they brought symptoms and risks of their own. A friend told me about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and they helped me find a specialist. We talked through the pros and cons and landed on a new treatment. I feel like the guy with answers again. Don't wait. Make sure you have the latest info and the best plan for you. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, what would you do if you paid $385,000 to send your kid to school, and when he graduated, he made only $16,500 a year? Well, that's what happens if your kid's in the Labor Department's Job Corps program. Daily Wire's Luke Rosiak joins us with the deets, noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You threw me off with this. I really wish people knew how funny Brian the producer really is. You know what? You've got to get on the mic. At this point, we need to have a Brian and Kim segment every day. Yeah. Get on the mic and do a rap. Yes. You guys have no idea how funny Brian the producer is. I mean, really, truly, he's hilarious. But that was a good one. I didn't know that was me right there. That was my cue. I got a text here from Barb in Sparrows Point. She goes, Kim, can you please make a video or a soundbite from your quote yesterday? Maryland has 99 problems, but Trump ain't one. Yeah. Barb, I appreciate that, but it is so true, right? With everything that happened in Annapolis this past session, when it comes to Governor Westmore, right, he's like, oh, the FBI headquarters is heading to Maryland. Trump was like, nope. Then you got the Washington Commanders. Yes, they're going to stay in Landover. Nope. And then quantum computing. The hub is going to be here in Maryland. They said, nope. It's like, dude, you've got so many problems here in this state. Like, you can't even talk about Trump right now, because it's everything has to do with whether they're deciding it in Annapolis or in your local jurisdiction. That's what's hurting your pockets. That's what's bringing the crime and violence. That's why you can't get the trash picked up. That's why you've got all these potholes. All of these different problems are because of what they're deciding here in the state. Nothing to do with Trump at all. I wanted to play the soundbite for you, though, because this does have to do with Trump. Executive order went out yesterday, and Trump is saying that he needs truckers to be able to speak and read English. And believe it or not, there are a lot of truckers already weighing in on this executive order. Take a listen.
So now, look, y'all, I'm a truck driver, and I cannot tell y'all. I don't think people realize how important this is, because a lot of people have been asking for this in the trucking industry for quite some time now. If you go to that video, it's a lot of comments that are saying it's blatant racism, when in reality, everyone in the trucking industry that I know has asked for this for years. And people don't understand, because this is a safety risk we're talking about here. Yeah, if people aren't proficient in English, they can't read the road signs. You know those overpasses that people hit all the time? You might end up going down the wrong road. Now, I'm not saying it's just because you don't speak English, but your chances are significantly higher. literally 90% of our job is reading road signs, bro. Like, I don't think y'all understand. I went to a shipper before, and bro, he didn't speak a lick of English, and he couldn't communicate with him.
All right, bro. Kids today, I tell you, their lingo. Now, he looked about maybe mid-20s, I think, black guy. And as you heard there, there are a lot of truckers that have been asking for this. Because when this executive order went into place yesterday, I was a little confused. I was like, really? Who's talking about this? Well, apparently the truckers are. The truckers are talking about this. Now, there were other truckers that were weighing in on the other side of things, but there were much more truckers saying, yes, truckers should have to be able to speak and read English, period, here in the United States. But there were some truckers that were saying that they had friends that were going to consider selling their rigs because they wouldn't be able to still drive if this executive order, in fact, stays and they put it into law. Here's the thing, and many people pointed this out on the show yesterday, and you texted in, and I appreciate you. Some of you are saying it's already the law. So, again, this is another law that's on the books that they're just not enforcing, right? Similar to what we see with immigration. And I look at it and say, all right, if you're selling your rig because you, what, refuse to learn basic English, go ahead and sell it, right? I mean, at this point, if you are really a trucker, you're making decent money as a trucker, or say you have a trucking business, and, you know, you got a couple of truckers that work with you, would it make more sense just to learn the little bit of English that you need? Right? I mean, that's what I would do. You just learn the English that you need. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. All right, coming up next, we are going to get into this big crash that happened in Baltimore City yesterday. There were teenagers driving a stolen car. I know that's not shocking. But they hit a pole while evading police. We'll talk about that coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Trump tariff victory in the U.S. Senate. Republicans voting down a Democratic resolution that would have blocked the president's tariffs. Before you blame him for the economy's contraction in the first quarter of the year, President Trump has one word for you, Bidenomics. Treasury Secretary Bessent says a newly inked U.S.-Ukraine economic deal should send a message to Vladimir Putin that it's time to end the war in Ukraine. The agreement grants the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. This will help Ukraine repay its war debts and fund reconstruction of the country once the war is over. It is the annual National Day of Prayer, the first Thursday in May set aside by Congress. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 309 points. NASDAQ ahead 363. More details at srnnews.com.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. Going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites. Save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a Rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial deals are going on right now through May 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Slumps are never a good thing for a Major League Baseball player, but breaking them sure are.
That's a high drive into left field. This contests the wall. This will beat the wall. A swing from Ryan Mountcastle, where he just unleashed a couple of weeks of frustration and took it out on poor Carlos Carrasco.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Mounty breaking an 0-for-18 slump with a two-run shot. That tied it at 2, and Felix Bautista would close it out with a perfect ninth, 5-4 the final, Orioles over the Yanks. Caps were back home last night trying to win a playoff series for the first time since the Cup year of 2018.
Now Washington with Alex Ovechkin, the NHL's all-time goal-scoring leader, all-time number one when it comes to power play goals, fires and scores! Right on cue! The great eight makes it 1-0.
Joe B with the call on Monumental. Ovi's 30th career power play playoff goal sends the Caps on their way to a workmanlike 4-1 win over the Canadiens, closing out the series in 5. Ravens news, the team exercised the fifth-year option of Kyle Hamilton, but did not do so on two-time Pro Bowl center Tyler Linderbaum. In a statement, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta said he hoped to retain both. And finally, the NFL has fined the Falcons and defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich over Shedeur Sanders' prank call, and the punishment is hefty. Falcons fined $250K, Ulbrich $100K, and no more allowance for the kid. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Mountain is back. And that is Stein on Sports.
Chances of getting wet are on the rise as this very slow-moving cold front heads our way. It's only a slight chance of an afternoon thundershower, though, today. Near 80 this afternoon, a few thundershowers overnight. Tomorrow's partly cloudy, a few thundershowers, 86 the high. And showers and thunderstorms Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Active Liver is the easy way to get a daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Find Active Liver at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. You know what? We're discussing a lot. We're moving right along today. I love it. I absolutely do love this. Don't forget, if you ever get out of your car and you want to take the show on the go, if you go to the App Store, the WCBM 680 app is free in the App Store. You can download it today. And then also, you can text me live in studio from the app, but it comes in the text line here, and I can read it live on air. All right, we got to get into this this stolen vehicle that slammed into a pole just yesterday. You know, again, shout out to all our first responders. I don't know how you deal with this. I really don't. Like, look, I know you signed up for it, right? You signed up to keep everybody safe. You're about public safety. I get that part of it. But dealing with these teenagers time and time again, right? As an adult, having to chase down teenagers, and I'm sure many of them you've encountered, you know, more than, what, 10, 11 times at this point. And you're probably thinking when you pick them up, like, you know what? Get my belt, right? It's like some of these kids, you just want to, you know, beat their behind. Say, stay in the house. What is wrong with you? Well, anyways, yesterday is one of those days in Baltimore City. Four juveniles. Yes, four. They're now apparently in custody because they were evading police in East Baltimore. Take a listen.
Those four teens range in the age from 15 to 17, and that crash actually happening right by school, which means it could have been much worse.
Look closely at the words written on the back of this passenger seat. Quote, can't catch us. But Wednesday afternoon in East Baltimore, that's exactly what happened.
You're going to bail out, guys. Stay with the driver. Number one bail in a gray beanie. Number one bail, gray beanie, holding his waistband.
This resident was outside her home when a pursuit of a stolen vehicle ended almost at her front door.
I was out cutting the grass, and I heard a bang. When I looked up, the truck had ran into a pole, and five or six young men jumped out and ran.
The bang was this stolen Hyundai hitting a pole after a short foot chase.
A couple of them stumbled.
Baltimore police arresting four juveniles. Fox 45 cameras were there when the teens were placed in the cuffs.
If they're underage, they'll be home tonight and back out here tomorrow to most likely do the same thing again.
The four arrests come just 2 days after Baltimore police announced the arrest of 16 juveniles for a list of different charges, many of them repeat offenders. Two of those 16 have been arrested more than nine times.
More than nine times. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. And as that woman you heard there, everybody is well aware. These juveniles, they're taken down. I don't even know sometimes if they're even detained at all, like not even for an hour or so, right? It sounds like they just take them straight home sometimes. But they're out there to do it again. Now, this happened around 2:28 p.m. is when the call went to police. So that means it most likely started around 2:15. What time do schools get out in Baltimore? You know, because by the time, I mean, think about this. They already had the car. They carjacked somebody, right? We don't even know who that victim is. But they carjacked somebody, or at least stole the vehicle from somebody's driveway or what have you. And then they went on this joyride. So I'm going to go ahead and take a guess that those kids were not in school. I'm going to take a good guess and say they were not in school or they left school early that day. Of course, there's lots of people weighing in on this. There's comments all over social media. If you want to look at this report, you can on Fox 45's website, foxbaltimore.com. And as you heard from Vincent Hill there, there was this cryptic message. It was scrolled all across the passenger headrest there. Can't catch us is what it says. And as Sean Casey pointed out, we should be happy that they could spell the word catch. You know, we would. We should. Because we're hearing a lot about Baltimore City Public Schools and the CEO who makes $500,000 a year. We should be happy that this person could spell the word catch. We should. All right, here's some of the comments on this. Debbie says, I find it fascinating that while the suspects were sitting on the curb being detained, two other home slices are standing nearby recording what is going on. Don't those two have something better to be doing, or is it silly for me to think this way? Somebody responded to that and says, well, you got to film the exciting, fun day that they're having. Another texter says, these kids are out of control. We need leadership now. You know, I do wonder, and I know I say this all the time, but those that are interviewed by some of the reporters in the neighborhoods, as they're talking about whether it was the drive-by shooting in Federal Hill that happened on Sunday, whether this woman that was out there cutting her grass and witnessed all of this. I know they can't do it, but gosh, I would love to know how they voted. I would love to know. And maybe they just say, you know what, I don't want to disclose that to you. But I would love to know if these are the same individuals that are constantly voting for Democrats. And, you know, there was a Republican on the ticket there for mayor. Right? The race wasn't only between Sheila Dixon and Mayor Brandon Scott. You know, there were lots of other Democrats on the ticket. You know, you had Shannon Wright she was running as a GOP candidate for mayor. So there were options. I would just love to know how they voted. I would love to know. Another commenter says, and there will be no consequences and the vehicle owner loses out. Not to mention all the residents of the Baltimore metro area as their insurance rates skyrocket. That's another piece of this. You don't know how many people I encounter. And we'll talk about, like, car insurance. And they'll say, like, well, car insurance is going up all over the country. That's because of President Trump. It's like, no. Here in Maryland, car insurance is an arm and a leg because you've got juveniles that are carjacking people, stealing cars from their driveways. And then we've talked to, there was one guy working at a dealership. He says they have a backlog. They have a backlog to fix the broken windows, the broken locks, you know, all the things that they do when their car is stolen. And, of course, a lot of these calls are going to insurance companies. That's why your car insurance is high in Maryland, because the so-called leaders don't get this under control. We got a couple more comments on here. Let's see. This individual says, it's too bad the justice system doesn't allow for the parents to be charged for their children's actions. And this is something that I think State's Attorney Ivan Bates brought up in the past. He did say that he does want these parents to have some accountability when it comes to these juveniles that are repeat violent offenders. I don't know if he's doing anything when it comes to a stolen vehicle or carjacking. I know he did press charges against those parents. If you recall, the shooting that happened outside of Frederick Douglass, the mother and father brought the son to school with a gun to confront a bully. He did so. Turned out somebody else had a gun on them. They shot. He shot. And there was somebody else that ended up firing a shot as well. Well, luckily, no one died in that shootout there. But it was right in front of Frederick Douglass High School. And in that case, both those parents were charged. And from my understanding, one of the parents is spending time behind bars because they actually gave that gun to the son. And I want to say it was the dad, but I'm not quite certain. It was one of the parents. So there are some cases where they are pushing this. I don't know how far they're going to get when it comes to carjacking or stolen vehicles. Because remember, in Annapolis, our amazing Democrat friends, they have decided that stolen vehicles or carjackings isn't really a violent crime. If you are not shot, if you are not hurt in any way, you know, they're treating it like a misdemeanor. And so, you know, then you're back to the drawing board on that. So it's like, I don't know if State's Attorney Ivan Bates, I don't know how, you know, how comfortable he would feel or even his prosecutors would feel taking it to court. Where that case would go, I don't know. Could it be a waste of time? Probably. Most likely. Most likely. But this is what we're dealing with in Baltimore. You probably heard that there was a shooting last night in Baltimore City. There was a whole shootout. Three people were hit. Nobody was killed. But, you know, this is happening. It's all the time. It is all the time. Are the numbers down with non-fatal shootings and homicides? Sure, they're down in Baltimore City. Are they up in every surrounding jurisdiction? Yes, they are. How many times have we been hearing about safe streets? I haven't been hearing about them, have you? I haven't. It's interesting how they tell us, or even Mayor Brandon Scott and Monzie, they tell us, oh, yes, safe streets, they're always out there. They're always, you know, trying to help people on the streets. Every time we see one of these situations, like even with these kids hitting the pole, and there's a safe streets location not too far from this. Where are they? Where are they? Did they not show up ever? Like, even after this happened, those kids were sitting on the curb, right? As the woman pointed out, it was a huge bang. There were all these people out there talking. Where are these, you know, Safe Streets employees? I mean, it's like, you know, these are questions that I would ask. Because, again, you have taxpayer dollars going into something like that. But it seems that they are never around in the heat of the moment. Interesting. Well, anyways, I wanted to bring that to you because, obviously, juveniles still aren't being controlled in the state. And our fearless leaders in Annapolis did not actually do anything about it this last session. So here we are yet again. I did want to bring something else to you, by the way. This has to do with something on Capitol Hill. And I bring this to you mainly because you're hearing time and time again Democrats talking about the cuts to Medicaid. And I thought this was interesting because I haven't heard anybody explain it like this. Congressman Andy Harris was on the floor yesterday making a point about Medicaid. And I just wanted to make sure you heard his point because I would have missed it because it didn't really make the news cycle. But he was talking about the GOP and how the GOP is currently handling Medicaid. Take a listen.
Mr. Speaker, you just heard right here on the floor that those mean Republicans are cutting Medicaid. Let's set the record straight. As this graph shows, the Republican instructions don't cut Medicaid. They increase Medicaid by 25% over the next 10 years. Even with Common Core math, I know it's popular on that side of the aisle, you can see that Medicaid expenditures in the federal government go up over the next 10 years with the Republican plan. Even after eliminating fraud, waste, and abuse, which a clear majority of Americans agree we should eliminate across the federal government. We've spent $656 billion in fiscal year 2025, and again, it goes up by 25% over the next 10 years. But you know, it's not only that, but Medicaid payments in some states to providers can be 2 to 3 times the payment for Medicare. To healthy, able-bodied young adults, that should scare each and every senior, that we are spending more for medical care for healthy, able-bodied young adults and for our seniors. If you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes a truth. But this is the fact. Republicans are protecting and preserving Medicaid for the truly needy. I yield back.
All right. That is Congressman Andy Harris out of the 1st District here in the state of Maryland. And I think that was important because we've heard even people call the show here at WCBM and people keep talking about Medicaid. If you look at the numbers, there really isn't going to be any cuts. And as Congressman Andy Harris pointed out, there's going to be an increase. Now, do I hope that we're cutting at least the illegal immigrants that are taking advantage of Medicaid? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope this furthers the discussion, to be honest with you, about government-assisted programs, okay? I mean, look, I understand that some people should and need to be on some of these programs. But I also understand we've got a lot of people that are just taking advantage of this. And that is also increasing the debt. That is also taking away our tax dollars when we could be putting those things, our tax dollars, into things that really truly matter. And so I just wanted to bring that to you because I know there's a lot of naysayers that sometimes listen to the show, and they've been repeating this whole talking point with Medicaid. Also with Congressman Andy Harris, not sure if you heard, but Jake Day, if that name doesn't sound familiar, you're not alone. I didn't know who Jake Day was either until I looked into this. But Jake Day is a secretary at the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. He's beginning to raise money for a possible challenge to Representative Andy Harris in the 1st District. Now, I don't think that he could win, but I just wanted to just note, this is a difference between Democrats and Republicans. Even if it is a very tough district, even though it looks like an uphill battle, Democrats will get behind one another and say, yes, you can do it. Let's help, you know, rally behind this individual and da-da-da-da. We know for a fact that for quite some time, especially with Governor Wes Moore, they've been spending a lot of time on the Eastern Shore. And I think we talked about this last year where I said, okay, this is getting a little crazy because Governor Wes Moore, I mean, he spends basically his whole summer on the Eastern Shore. And he's going to all the crab feasts. He's having fundraisers. He's making friends with, you know, elected officials in the area. And you can tell they're trying to get the one Republican we have in the Maryland delegation out of office and put a Democrat in his place. Now, as I noted, I don't think he could win against Andy Harris. But I just want to make sure we have all of this, you know, in full view and we're getting the perspective here. They're going to come for this seat in the 1st District. If you look at the numbers recently, you can tell that they're chipping away. They're also moving a lot of voucher holders from Baltimore City to the Eastern Shore area. And we found out about this from some of our friends, and whether it was, is it Wacomico and Talbot counties? We've got friends in different counties that said they're moving people all over the state where you wouldn't even expect them to be. And so now, even in Salisbury, you have a number of Democrat voters. That number continues to climb. Okay? So I just want to make sure we have this in full view and we understand that this is part of the game plan here in Maryland. We've got to make sure we hold on to that seat. Obviously, we want to flip other seats as well. That's why I'm happy at the top of the hour we'll have Cliff Maloney on. And he's going to talk to us about the 8 million doors that he knocked along with his crew in Pennsylvania this past election cycle. They call him the godfather of door knocking, by the way. That's what they call him. But he decided to go out there and do this, especially when you had people like Scott Pressler that was out there registering voters. Because, look, registering voters is great. That's great. But if you're not making sure that you're getting the voters all the information that they need to make sure that they go to the ballot box and absolutely vote for that Republican candidate, then sometimes the voter registration, you know, doesn't work in our favor. Because you could always register somebody to vote, and then they go and vote, and then they're like, oh, I'm going to just vote for a Democrat, right? And now you just registered somebody with the Republican Party's resources that ends up voting for the opposite party. That's the last thing you want. A little bit more, because this is in Maryland Matters also, by the way. This is a story about Jake Day possibly challenging Congressman Andy Harris. It says, at the urging of leading Democrats, Jake Day, a former mayor of Salisbury, I didn't even know that, and one of the most high-profile members of Governor Moore's cabinet, has set up an exploratory campaign committee under the Federal Election Commissions, and he's quote-unquote testing the waters. He is soliciting donations to pay for a poll to gauge his strength in a hypothetical general election against Congressman Andy Harris. And, of course, he is the lone Republican in the state's congressional delegation. Now, there have been Democrats. Was it Heather Mazur? Yes, Heather Mazur. She ran against Congressman Andy Harris. I think that was that 2022 she was out there? And then you had Blaine that was out here in 2024 running against him. So they're trying their best to knock him off. They're trying their best to chip away. Now, Congressman Andy Harris does have about $1 million so far in his coffers. Like I said, I don't think Jake Day can beat him, but I just want you to know that they're trying their best to make it happen. And we got to make sure that we stand strong and we at least keep that one seat while we work on the other seats. So again, at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Cliff Maloney, and we will talk to him about that. Real quick, before we talk to Cliff, I just wanted to bring this one little story to you because you remember Tim Walz? Yeah, Tim Walz. He was running with the VP, Kamala Harris. Well, did you know that they had him as the running mate because they felt as though that he could really connect with straight white men? Did you know that? Brian, the producer, did you know that? All right, we'll talk about that when we get back.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we're talking about Congressman Andy Harris, and he was on the floor of the House just yesterday. I do like the way that sounds, because he was explaining to Democrats that the GOP has no plan to cut Medicaid. And so, again, we're talking about Congressman Andy Harris also because Jake Day, who's with Governor Westmore's cabinet, apparently he has an exploratory committee open and he's thinking about running against Representative Harris. I've got William and Carney. William, wanted to weigh in?
Yes, Kim. What I want to weigh in about Andy, you know how you put them signs out, vote for these people? He should put a sign out about well, the Republicans are doing, trying to get the record bill down and all these other agendas and Medicare and how they're programmed, and put it on a podcast and put it on the board signs and everything else, you know, mm-hmm. use some of Trump's technique of advertising.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a great idea. And you know, and what? I don't think Congressman Andy Harris has a podcast. I think he would actually do well if he had a podcast out there.
Or have someone representing on a podcast of the Republican bill of all our Republicans. I'm an independent person, so I don't have no affiliation with parties. I just look for the best horse in the race that can win the race. You know, hi-ho from the go.
Yeah. No, that's the best way to do it. William, thank you so much. It's a great idea. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Same to you, Kim.
Thank you. Yeah, you know what? If Andy Harris did like a weekly podcast, that would be a good one. I wanted to tell you a little bit about Tim Walz. I don't know if I have time for this clip. Do I have time for it? All right, let's play it.
I was on the ticket, I would argue, because we did a lot of amazing progressive things in Minnesota to improve people's lives. But I also was on the ticket, quite honestly, you know, because I I could code talk to white guys watching football fixing their truck, doing that, that I could put them at ease. I was the permission structure to say, look, you can do this and vote for this. And you look across those swing states, with the exception of Minnesota, we didn't get enough of the.
All right, that was Tim Walz. He ran with VP Kamala Harris, and he said that he was the straight white guy to bring in straight white male votes. This is the same guy that walked around doing the jazz hands. You know? They think very highly of themselves, some of these politicians, and I would say on both sides. But yeah, Tim Walz, I don't know a single straight white male that really identified and related with you, but possibly, I don't know. Well, anyways, I thought that was interesting because he was sitting there and telling an entire audience. Of course, they just chuckled because I don't think they believed it either. All right, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Cliff Maloney. He is the godfather of door knocking. 8 million doors he knocked in Pennsylvania in this last election cycle. We're going to ask him how he did it.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111.